Now let me read. Verse 1, "And the fifth angel sounded," that is, blew the trumpet, "and I saw a star out of heaven fallen into the earth, and there was given to him a key of the long shaft of the abyss." And that's the proper meaning of the word that's translated the bottomless pit. You can call it the long shaft or the pit or the well of the abyss. First of all, let's look at this star that is here. We've already seen two stars, and we said they were literal stars, meteors, that fall to the earth. You probably heard about the boy and the girl that were engaged. They were sitting out on the porch in the summer evening, and they began to play a game. If he saw a shooting star first, why, he got to kiss her. And if she saw it first, he just didn't get the kiss. Well, she got angry with him because he started counting lightning bugs, and he sure had quite an advantage there. Now, meteors are the shooting stars that you see on a summer day. My wife and I sat on the lanai of a hotel on Waikiki Beach several years ago when they had a shower of meteors out there, shooting stars, and that's what the paper called them. Even the scientists out there call them shooting stars. And so here, I trust we understand that shooting stars are meteors. Now, here is a different kind of a star because it's called a him. And he acts with intelligence. So that we're talking now about an unusual person. This star is different, therefore, from the stars mentioned at the sounding of the fourth trumpet. This star acts with intelligence. He's given a key which he uses, and he's no inanimate star, because I don't think an inanimate star could do this. Now, we believe that this star is Satan. Now, some identify the star with Antichrist. If so, this lends support to the view that Antichrist is Satan incarnate. But I don't accept that. My point is that Antichrist is exactly that. He's everything that Christ is not. And he is motivated by Satan. We'll see that later on. Now, the reasons for interpreting this star as Satan are abundant. For instance, when he's mentioned back in Isaiah 14:12, we'll be seeing that later, the thing that caused him to fall originally. What was it that caused the greatest creature God ever created to fall? Well, we're told in Isaiah 14:12, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations?" And the Lord Jesus said in Luke 10:18, "He," that is Jesus, "said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." That would be like a fallen star, you see. And then again, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 11:14, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." Now, I think these scriptures abundantly confirm the position that Satan is in view here. And John's going to state later that Satan was put out of heaven and cast to the earth. That'll be in Revelation 12:7-9. But if we've established the fact that we're talking now that Satan is cast out of heaven, now what does he do? Well, he goes down, takes the key, which apparently means that God is permitting him to do this, because the key denotes authority and power, and that he has, that is, Satan has, and this is given to him of God, actually. It's a permissive will of God. Now, the long shaft of the abyss means the long shaft leading to the abyss. The abyss is the bottomless pit, which we're going to see in Revelation, the 20th chapter. The abyss and Hades may be synonymous terms, but the abyss and hell are not the same by any means. And we'll see that when we get over later on. The important thing here is that our Lord probably referred to this in Matthew 12:40. And probably I ought to turn there and look at that, because I didn't intend to, but I think I'll turn there and read this to you. And he says here in Matthew 12:40, "For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the fish's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." He speaks here of his descent into the heart of the earth. The body of Jesus was actually not buried in the earth. It was put in a new tomb, and it certainly was not in the heart of the earth. Rather, what we have is, in this language in Matthew, he went to the abyss, and that apparently is Hades or Sheol. It's in two compartments. The Lord Jesus made that quite obvious when he told about the rich man and Lazarus, and how that the rich man and the poor man both died, and the rich man went into, not hell, but into this place here. And the poor man is in Abraham's bosom, or paradise, as our Lord called it. Now he's gone down there at his death to announce to the saved his victory, and that he'll be leading them into the presence of God. And that's what I think Paul meant when he said he led captivity captive. Now, he went to the abyss to announce that his redemption had been wrought. I want to add this, however. I think it behooves us not to be dogmatic where Scripture's silent. But there is the thought that there is a shaft that leads from the surface of the earth to the heart of the earth. Now, I know when I say that, that it sounds very much like you're being superstitious, but I don't say I even accept that. Let me put it like this. I do accept it. I would not be dogmatic about it. If some of you had some advance information that I don't have and could show me and prove to me it means something else, I'd certainly be glad to accept that. The Lord now holds that key, by the way. And Peter tells us that demons are imprisoned there. And Jesus said this in Luke 8:30, and I'll read that. "And Jesus asked him, saying, What's thy name? And he said, Legion, because many demons were entered into him, and they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep, that is, the abyss." That was what he's talking about there. It's a very literal place, by the way. This idea that heaven and hell are mythological, and that heaven is sort of the beautiful isle of somewhere, a Shangri-La hanging out in space somewhere, may I say to you that that's not the teaching of the Word of God. The teaching of the Word of God, that heaven is as literal as the place where you live today, and hell is more real than the place where you live. Although some folk, in fact, someone wrote me about the place where they lived, and they felt like it was the backside of the desert. Well, be that as it may, we're talking about that which is literal. So that during the last part of the Great Tribulation, this key is given to Satan, and he's given a freedom that he's never had before. And that explains, I think, why men cannot die during this period, because Satan wants to keep them alive. He doesn't want his army decimated at all.